Media recognition from Bloomberg, Reuters, Recycling Trade Publications. Patented process for 100% recovery of critical metals, including cobalt, lithium, nickel, manganese, aluminum. American Manganese is focused on recycling lithium-ion batteries for electric vehicles. American Manganese trades on the TSX Venture, AMY, the U.S., AMYZF, and Frankfurt 2AM. For more information, visit AmericanManganeseInc.com or phone me, Larry Ray, at 778-574-4444.
You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is Mark Leibovit, editor and publisher of the Leibovit VR Newsletters, also known as VRTrader.com. He's speaking to us from Arizona. Mark, welcome back to the show.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Mark, do we have a special offer for our listeners?
We do, and I want to disclose that I am not a financial advisor, nor do I provide financial advice. The website is VRTrader.com, and it's only about 43 years old in one form or another. We are offering a 50% discount using the promo code 2022 half off, just as it sounds, 2022 ALFF, and you get 50% off for any subscription for any period of time that you sign up for.
The U.S. government says inflation slowed down last month. Is that believable?
I'm not so much of a believer in it, but, you know, a lot of numbers can be manipulated. Crude oil did back off a little bit, which helped. There's a lot of political pressure to, subdue the numbers, but we know, energy and food are not included in the government's I'm a little negative out there about what the markets and the status of the military and world conflict situation can be over the next year or so. So if something breaks out in China, which certainly appears to be likely, Iran is doing some crazy stuff nuclear-wise and other, of course, is in contention with that, not to mention the possibility of a bigger break. I hate to call it a World War III, but a bigger breakout in Europe, particularly with U.S. funding, supplies to Ukraine and a lot of the conflict between Russia and the European Union, I think is going to, create greater risks, which could create greater inflation. So I don't think it's all over on the inflation side. Food prices came down a little bit, but there's, either geocosmic weather issues, volcanic issues, or just political social issues like we're now having in Europe. You could see, resurgence of food prices. So the bottom line is, temporary, but it's over,
I just saw a report that the rivers in France literally have dried up. And the Rhine is drying up. The Germans can't ship goods by barge anymore, and that was a major way to move goods around besides railways.
Yeah, and look at what the winter may bring forth for Germany and countries that have shortage of energy supplies, and what could happen there. What's happening here is, you had a huge bull market rally, government funded after COVID, money literally being given to people, in these, checks, the 1500 checks or whatever it is here in the U.S., and it was just, government-funded, supported, and it was just way out of hand, blew off. We had a nice correction as we did into June, which, by the way, I keep patting myself on the back for this because I keep talking about the lunar cycles and people think, what the heck is this guy talking about? But, the summer solstice was due by the 20th of June, and the market bottomed on June 17th, and I cautioned that we could see a nice change of direction in the market, which cyclical point is the third week of September. So at the moment it appears, in terms of the market, we had a great call there. And now, speaking of the moon, today is the 11th, and this is the full moon. And sure enough, the market peaked out today after a huge run, seemed to have gained some ground at the end of the day. We may have seen the top of this, this recovery rally, I guess that's all you could really call it. But, there's a lot of interesting stuff going on out there, and the cycle certainly played into this. And as far as inflation's concerned, my answer is I don't think it's over. But we'll take it a day at a time here. If I'm right about either geocosmic or political events in the next year or two, it could get worse or even worse than it was at the worst level here. But, you know, we're going to flow with it. We trade. We went short today when the market was up early because of the lunar cycle and the 11th, what I was telling you about. So, you know, we're trying to call it as we see it. So, you know, we talk about the moon a lot on the show, and, you know, today was the full moon, the 11th, and hit a top, and we'll see how important that is, but at least it was a trading up, and it's something that has, you know, just terrific, you know, reliability over the decades, just watching this thing. Last thing you hear about in the financial media, of course, and they think you're an astrologer or something, but this is pure science. I mean, there's an effect. Planet, whether it's human emotions, we're 90% water, but we're also told, and this is a whole other thing, because I got into a lot of studies about the moon itself over the years, but we know we've been told that the moon has been here since the dawn of man, and it's either part of the earth itself or a vagabond world that was, you know, from eons ago somehow, you know, just found its way. There are many theories for its existence. And I put a lot of study into this, reading a lot of articles, some ancient transcripts, and so forth. But there are actually ancient writings that about the time before the moon. So the moon was not necessarily here, which is like the assumption we have. And it's in different civilizations, not just one, an ancient transcript. So is it a satellite, or was it brought here by some advanced civilization, or maybe some advanced civilization on the planet created it? There were studies that showed recent years that when a object was crashed into the moon and seismic studies were taken, it would quote ring like a bell, opening up the possibility it could be hollow, not necessarily a solid planet or sections of it could be hollow, and the fact that it perfectly fits in the exact spot that's needed for solar eclipses. Just perfect. I mean, it's like too perfect the way it aligns with the Earth. It doesn't fit the modus operandi of other moons around other planets that we have studied. So it's a very unusual satellite that we have up there. You know, not only does it create the lunacy, so to speak, at the full moon where emergency rooms seem to be packed with people, or whether it affects our tides or our personal actions and so forth. That I can't, I can confirm, but I can't, you know, make more of it than it is. So it's just interesting that it has a coincidence with the markets, and the studies of what it really is. It's just fascinating. There's those that I planted on my website from other sources discussing the whole lunar situation. Now, of course, just speaking about the moon in recent couple of weeks, we had talked about the dispute with China and the fact that they have potential claims to the moon, and the U.S. military concerned that a conflict could result here on Earth fighting over territory on the moon. I mean, I'm not making this stuff up. I mean, there's more to the story, and of course my belief, and many think that I'm nuts, but I've done a lot of work on this. A lot of it is innuendo, but also things that I picked up from astronauts over the years, that there may be a base on the moon, had been for many years. We've been covering, and they don't want to talk about it. There might be, Chinese might be putting it up there now too. So, you know, the story of the moon and what's going to happen to this planet and the military and so forth in coming decades are going to be a lot associated with that light in the sky that we see every night. Necessarily events here on Earth, such as Ukraine or Iran, Israel, or even Taiwan, China. You know, so a battle erupts on the moon. What does that mean, you know, to Earth's future civilization as a military, prominent military base, so to speak. Whoever controls the moon could control the Earth, and China's ahead of us, and I'm afraid that could be our future, because China seems to be leading the way technologically, and now it appears, even though they have less aircraft carriers and so forth temporarily as we have, maybe that's irrelevant if you control the moon. So we'll see, but the moon is an important part of what I monitor, and it was a result of it triggered a positive trade today in the market. So I guess the bottom line is whether all this other discussion has any merit at all, or whether you believe it at all. It sure made money today. So thank you for letting give me a little moment to discuss my belief in the correlation of the moon, which I started many years ago. Jim, I don't want to interrupt you, but started in 1972, and I keep repeating the story. But McAvity had a newsletter called The Liberations. I think he was based in Toronto. Had an interview on the old Louis Rukeyser Wall Street Week TV program, where I was an elf for many years, which is a great honor. Well, other story, but he actually talked about the moon and full moon and the correlation to tops in the gold market. And, you know, they didn't have him back on the show. They probably thought he was crazy, as probably some people think I'm crazy for talking about it. But that triggered my interest, and I've been charting lunar cycles against the commodity markets and the stock market ever since. And if you go ahead and do it, you're going to see some uncanny correlations. So is it just a coincidence? Is it the gravitational pull of the moon? Is it, there's some factors involved here that you can look at all the earnings statements and balance sheets and economic commentary you want, but if you didn't short the market today at the in the morning, you didn't make money today.
We'll have more with Mark Leibovit right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Mark Leibovit. Gold, will it ever pick up, or is it so manipulated there's no hope for that?
Well, the gold bug certainly hopes so. I hope so because I'm, you know, positioned on the long side, hoping for some catch-up move on the part of gold. But the big issue is the technical basis is the double top formation. We saw last year, back in 2020, and again in recent months, and that's at 2060, 2070 level. And just looking at the charts, you know, you really need to break that out. And so far, I kept writing about the double top, be careful, and yet gold didn't go up, and I was sort of criticized that I'm overly bearish and don't understand the fundamentals, and it really should go up. But as we've mentioned in previous broadcasts, and it's not my work, but it's the work of Gata.org and Bill Murphy over there, they got 20, 25 years of data supporting the gold manipulation, silver manipulation story, and it's the government that's involved. It's the Treasury, it's the plunge protection team, it's you know, you can go to blame all portions of the government, but there's been suppression of the price for understandable reasons. You know, gold takes off and makes the currency look bad, it makes the government look bad, but yet governments and smart players keep hoarding it, knowing that at some point, you know, for thousands of years, it's been a basis of value and standard of value, and no matter what civilizations rise or fall or what currencies do, at some point, gold seems to be the backup where you run when times are bad. So we're long, hoping that we see a little bit more of improvement, but if it takes out that 1650 level, I think we're going to have some problems. We've seen a lot of volatility in the gold market. I mean, just between the 2000, I think it was 11 high and the 2015 low, you're almost a 50% correction from 1900 down to about 1030. So it's certainly not a steady market. It's good for people who like to collect coins. I like to have a few of them just because they're pretty looking. And over thousands. I mean, if you have an infinite lifetime, you know, and you can just store and buy gold, you're going to be great because in the next 1,000 years, I'm sure it's going to do great. Maybe it'll be worth $20,000-$30,000 an ounce, assuming the U.S. dollar even exists at that point. Of course, it probably wouldn't. I'm sure other civilizations will come and go in that time frame. But yeah, it stands the test of time. Everybody seems to look at it, and it's poo-pooed, but all the governments seem to want to hoard it and buy it. I mean, look what Putin did. I mean, he's got the ruble based on gold. China's been accumulating gold. Gold's got other benefits, too. It's got health benefits if you read the ancient literature. If you wear gold around you, like Mr. T used to do on a TV show, it's supposed to, you know, use to gain some health benefits. Ancient civilizations write about that fact. Store values, on and on and on. So as a trader, I'm sort of biased to the long side a little bit here, but if we can take out that double top in that 2060, 2070 area, then you might see a run to 23, 2400, and we'll take it from there.
Mark, thank you so much for chatting with us.
Thanks for having me, Jim. Have a great weekend.
My guest has been Mark Leibovit, editor and publisher of the Leibovit VR Newsletters, also known as VRTrader.com. If you have any questions for Mark or any of our other guests, you can send them to info@HowStreet.com, our YouTube channel, Talk Digital Network. Find us on Twitter at HowStreet. We're also on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com, HowStreet.com radio is a production of HowStreet Media Incorporated.